It's Wednesday, the last day of August this 2016, and you're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. Police shootings have been top of mind lately, but details about how often they happen and who they affect most have been sparse. That's because the data is sparse. The Texas Tribune put together a digital project exploring what we know now. It's called Unholstered, When Texas Police Pull the Trigger. Alexa Ura was a reporter on the project. Alexa, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So this is an enormous project with interactive data and in-depth articles. How long have you all been working on this, and what exactly were you looking for?
So we've spent nearly a year collecting data from the state's 36 largest cities on every incident in which police officers pulled the trigger between 2010 and 2015. And the idea was that, you know, there's so much debate and conversations going on about police shootings and whether they're controversial or not and when and why police officers are pulling the trigger. But there really was no sort of factual underpinning for those discussions. And so our idea was that we'd set out to provide some context to those discussions and ended up providing this data set that really doesn't exist anywhere else.
So what data were you able to use to pull all of this together, and what pieces of information just weren't available?
So we set out in sort of a massive open records request to all of these individual departments, some of which compiled data and turned it over readily, you know, very, very easily and sort of was readily available. But some departments just had no way of tracking officer-involved shootings. They needed some sort of identifier, like a case number or a date. And so it really varied across the state. There were some departments that tried to withhold some of this information while others didn't, but overall we were able to confirm at least 656 incidents of police shootings in Texas' largest cities during this time frame.
And you said that's 2010 to 2015. So that many shootings, how many of those were fatal?
So out of those, about 247 that we could confirm were fatal, 239 were non-fatal but caused some sort of injury, and 152 were shoot and misses, where the officer did not actually hit the suspect or the individual that they shot at. And a couple of those, the details were a little bit unclear.
And and we should remind folks, we're talking about hundreds of incidents here, but this isn't national data. This is all in Texas in this five-year period from 2010 to 2015. And just, you said the 36 largest cities, those were cities over 100,000 people?
That's correct. And I think what we should definitely point out is that, you know, we were able to obtain more than 600 records about these police shootings, but it's pretty clear that our data isn't comprehensive because these are the shootings that we were able to confirm. We know that there are shootings out there that, you know, departments either were unable to provide the data and or had no way of tracking this information. So we were sort of at the mercy of their record keeping and whatever shootings we could confirm independently.
All right, so let's get into this data a little bit. We know that police shootings sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. What did we learn about the race of individuals shot by police in Texas?
You know, it appears, at least in the shootings that we were able to confirm, that Black individuals, shootings involving Black individuals made up 41% of the shootings that we looked at. And when you look at the Black population of these 36 cities, it's only 14%. And so there's clearly a sort of a disconnect, or, you know, some could say an overrepresentation of Blacks being shot at by police. It's a little bit harder to determine how many Hispanics were shot at because not all police departments distinguish between race and ethnicity. And so it appears that a lot of Hispanics were likely misidentified as white.
You know, one of the graphics that stuck out to me was the graphic about how many people were unarmed in these shootings, and actually the percentage is sort of low, which on one hand kind of makes you think, well, you know, maybe officers were justified in these shootings, but all of these stories are complicated and each one is different and the details are very, very, you know, specific to the scenario and what was going on and who was there and what officers did and didn't know. Was that kind of what you tried to break down in the articles that you got in depth in after we get through the data?
Yeah. I think, you know, one of sort of the six pieces that go along with our data findings go into sort of the unarmed shootings, because those are the ones that the public more focuses on because of some of these controversial shootings we've seen in other areas of the country. And, you know, just about 17% of the ones we examined in Texas involved an unarmed individual. But I think if you look at those shootings, it's fairly interesting to see how they varied. You know, there were instances in which an individual was, say, trying to choke an officer, or an officer said the person was lunging at them or what have not. And there were other times when an officer thought the person was armed, but it turned out the individual wasn't. And so I think, you know, that it's important to sort of explore these individual instances a little bit beyond sort of the top line numbers, which of course are sort of the more interesting parts, but there's a lot behind these figures and things that we, you know, hope to explore in these stories.
Alexa Ura is one of the contributing reporters for the Texas Tribune's Project Unholstered. You can find it at texastribune.org, and we'll of course link to that at texasstandard.org. Thank you so much, Alexa.
Thank you.